One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Dewan Bennett. How you doing? It's shrink day. I love this.
It's shrink day, right?
It's shrink day.
It's a good day. It's a good day. It's
not shrinkage day, but shrink day.
Not shrinkage, huh? Somebody got out of the pool.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. I love to laugh. I love to make stupid jokes. I'm 9 years old, really, in spirit.
Well, you're supposed to have fun. Sometimes we get too old and we start to feel like, oh, I'm old. I can't have fun. And it's like, no, you can have fun past your 30s, right? You can have fun into your 40s, your 50s, your 60s.
Till the
day you die.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever that day is. But, yeah, I'm all about fun. Fun is everything.
Yes, it is.
And I haven't had enough of it. I didn't realize it till I had a lot of fun over the holiday weekend. I went to the Bills game and partied with a bunch of Bills fans, and I had so much fun. I can't tell you. Like jumping up and down, drinking beer, hollering woohoo, and just being absolutely stupid.
Medicine for the soul.
You should do it that is. Like at least you should do something fun at least once a day, right? Whether you're laughing or you're just doing something that makes you feel like, hey, this is life.
Well, I do that every day.
That's good.
I do Charlie's voice on Instagram.
And that's your fun for the day.
That's your fun for the day, huh?
He had a really beautiful morning this morning.
Waka waka.
I love that.
But it always makes me laugh. I crack myself up doing Charlie's voice. And it's funny. It is funny. Do you think it's funny?
So yes, he's adorable. And I was going to say, I love spending, my roommate, she has a 3-year-old, and I love spending time around her because she just reminds me up to just keep that curiosity alive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think we lose some of that as we get older, and
absolutely
so important.
Yeah, well, I have fun doing Charlie's voice every day. Like I just love doing it. I find myself doing it all the time. Sometimes I'll answer my phone and I'm Charlie instead of Bernadette.
but that means you can maintain a sense of humor. And everything doesn't have to be so serious for
you. Well, it helps you to be creative because you're inside of a dog's mind. You're pretending you're a dog in this voice that you're doing. And it's actually quite fun.
Yeah, I do that with my cats.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people do it more than we realize. It's probably like some sort of little secret thing that humans do.
How was your holiday?
Fantastic. How about yours?
It was great. It was great. I enjoyed myself.
Well, you know, I have to say, I brought this. I was waiting to discuss this with a shrink on the air. So I was watching. What game was I watching? I watched a lot of football, which I'm so happy. I watched a lot of games.
That's
really good.
Good
games over the weekend.
Me too.
And last night I watched this. I couldn't shut the television off. The Seahawks and the Vikings.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. Yes,
what's up with that dance that they were doing?
And oh, the new edition dance.
Is that what? But they were all doing it together. There was like 10 of them.
Every little step I take.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it.
You didn't like
and
it.
You didn't like the dance.
I don't know. It's football. Come on, guys. I mean, I want you to we're speaking about having fun, yes, but I thought that they were doing it in a braggadocious, we're beating you kind of way, not in a we're having fun way.
Well, you got to think about sometimes the competitive nature of players, right? They put so much of their bodies on the line. When they actually score, it represents hard work. And mm-hmm. for them, they want to be able to celebrate a little bit. They want to be able to add a little personality to it. If you're going to do something that is so physically demanding, you want to be able to add a little personality and fun to what you're doing.
I just really wanted Minnesota to win. And they almost did. Oh, my gosh, so close. The quarterback, what's his name? He just kind of, he lost his mind. He got nervous.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, he lost his, he got a little nervous.
How do you root against the Seahawks? How do you root against the Seahawks?
Easily.
They're like the fun team in the NFL.
No,
they just have fun.
I wasn't rooting against them. I don't have enough energy to hate anyone that much. But during these games, so this is what I found twice now. They're advertising for this pharmaceutical drug called mm-hmm. Chantix. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so I'm like, what is Chantix? So here's what Chantix is. It's a prescription medicine to help adults stop smoking. And I was like, you know, I used to smoke. When I lived in Europe, I used to smoke. I smoked cigarettes when I, you know, would drink, you know, German beer or whatever. And so I never smoked a lot. And then after a couple of years, I quit. But, you know, my father smoked for years and years and years. And then there was a big fight between he and my mother after 40 years of smoking. And in an instant, he quit. And so I know a little bit about it. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not speaking from a place of judgment. But if I was going to quit smoking, I certainly wouldn't take this drug. And here's why. So let me read to you, because I think it's very reckless, actually, mm-hmm. for this drug to even be on the market. I don't know how it got approved. Because,
oh, my gosh. I'm reading some of the side effects.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. I've got like four pieces.
Yeah, this is terrible.
This is scarable. It's scarable. Terrible and scarable. I just invented a new word.
I like that word.
Okay, so important safety information and indication. So when you try to quit smoking, with or without Chantix, you may have symptoms that may be due to nicotine withdrawal, including an urge to smoke, depressed mood, trouble sleeping, irritability, frustration, anger, feeling anxious, difficulty concentrating, restlessness, decreased heart rate, and increased appetite or weight gain. Some people have had new or worse mental health problems, such as changes in behavior or thinking. This is from taking mm-hmm. the drug, okay? Aggression, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, or suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping Chantix. These symptoms happen more often in people who have had a history of mental health problems. Stop taking Chantix and call your healthcare professional right away if you need a family or your caregiver notice, because you know how they talk real fast in the answer. You don't know what the hell they're saying.
Side effects may include death, blindness, blah, blah, blah.
So you're a shrink. What do you say about that?
I don't know. Why would you want to put something in your body that is going to make your mood worse? So if you're going to have suicidal behaviors, aggression, anxiety, those are some things that a lot of people are trying to stay away from. Those are the reasons why a lot of people are in therapy. So, I mean, when you talked about it, it said urges, right? So what a lot of people don't realize is that we tend to have a dependence based on a habit with certain things. I get off from work, I need to smoke a cigarette when I'm in the car. I get done having sex, I need to have a cigarette. I get done doing anything stressful, I need to have a cigarette. And there's this urge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, if you go through the process of dealing with the urge, then you have the ability to stop that sense of dependence. Mm-hmm. But you have to deal with the urge. What are you doing when you have the urge to smoke instead of taking a pill?
Yeah. No, and I think that for me, I like a cigar once in a while. I like to puff on a cigar, especially if I'm outside, like just, you know, wanting to just completely zone out with nature.
But that's once in a while.
Once in a while. But so if you want a cigarette, I say get a cigar, take a couple of puffs, you know, and chill out about it. You don't inhale cigars, so it's not as bad for you. And just try to slowly, gradually wean yourself off the habit or the urge to put a cigarette in your hand.
Yes, because again, if we're talking about why we do certain things consistently, over time, we've psychologically or mentally have put something in our brain that says, I need to do this in order mm-hmm. to relax. I need to do this in order to perform. I need this in order. I need this. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is deal with that sense of need, that sense of belief that in order for us to perform or in order for us to relax, we need this thing. And a lot of times you see that with cigarettes. But again, if I'm taking a pill or a medication that's going to lead to me having suicidal ideation, that's going to lead to me being aggressive, that's going to lead to me having depressive symptoms, then why would I want that?
Yeah, I mean, this could lead to, you know, you losing your life or losing your family. I mean, if you got too aggressive, you did something, or I mean, an attempted suicide, it's so unhealthy for anybody to be on this, period.
And as a man, when I hear anything, as a black man, when I hear anything that says aggression, I'm like, oh, nope, I don't want any parts of that. I don't want anything that's going to make me aggressive, more aggressive than what people may already view me. Wow. I don't want anything to do with that. So that's kind of the tricky thing. But I understand some people, they're in a sense of desperation of trying to, mm-hmm. you know, stop smoking.
Yeah. Well, some of the most common side effects of Chantix include nausea, 30%, sleep problems, trouble sleeping, vivid, unusual or strange dreams, constipation, gas, or vomiting. If you have these side effects that bother you or don't go away, call your healthcare provider. But yeah. It's like, why would you do that again? When you're trying to get really healthy and you're trying to quit smoking, just slowly, gradually. And I speak from experience, okay?
Right.
And tell yourself stuff that why it's so bad for you. You know, mm-hmm. it destroys your lungs. It ages you. It's not healthy. It makes you stink. All kinds of things.
The process of, like you said, of gradually coming off something. You know, you smoke a pack a day, then you smoke, you know, a pack every other day, then you're down to a couple of cigarettes a week. And then you go from there to where gradually you're weaning yourself off of it. I think those are the processes that tend to stick a lot longer because mentally, psychologically, you're changing your habits. You're changing mm-hmm. your lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. That's more of a lifestyle change than to just take a pill. Now I become dependent on this pill that may be even more expensive than these cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, I did the math with a client one day and she was smoking, I was spending about $400 a month on cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And then we looked at all the things that she could have purchased, all the bills and things she could have afforded. And that kind of, in a sense, kind of gave her a sense of motivation to start the process of weaning it off. But what if I said, hey, take this pill or take these pills?
It's crazy. And look, think of all the money they're making because, I mean, these are very expensive television ads that are being played primetime, NFL, on a holiday weekend. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. How many millions of dollars did they spend on that ad? Which means that they are making a lot more. Oh, you got the
Marie just sent us this link. Girlfriend believes Chantix contributed to Texas musician's death. It was a Dallas musician, and I guess the girlfriend believes that Chantix was the culprit.
Well, there you go. So you know what? I'm glad we talked about it with you, Dewan Bennett.
Thank you.
Because you're the man here today, for licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. We've got a segment coming up, 5 reasons why people break up over the holidays. I'm sad already. I don't want to talk about breaking up. And we've got Sadra Shadle. She's going to be talking about plant-based holidays, how to do it well. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Dewan Bennett in studio and Sadra Shadle on the line. She is the co-founder and the force behind the innovation and creative department of No Evil Foods. Sadra is a lifelong vegetarian and is committed to spreading the good word about a plant-based lifestyle. Before she was leading the conversation on how to create a socially minded business, she was the original do-it-yourselfer at No Evil Foods, developing and testing each recipe from her home kitchen. Their website is noevilfoods.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Sadra?
I am great, Bernadette. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I haven't been eating very well, though, I have to tell you. I haven't been really eating any meat, but I've been eating like a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs, and I started a cleanse today. So this is perfect timing. Plant-based holidays, because the holiday season really can be a time of overeating, like I just said, and unhealthy, sugary foods. Do you have any tips for navigating this time of year and still maintain a healthy plant-based diet?
Well, yes and no. So, you know, for me, I don't have much of a sweet tooth. So it's not really that tough for me to say no to, you know, the big displays of sugary treats.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also don't feel like I have a major compulsion to say no because I eat them in such moderation throughout the years.
Yeah.
The biggest issue for me, though, is the savory foods, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes. I'm a total carboholic. So, you know, yeah, I struggle with it just like everybody else. I think it's really helpful to balance what I'm eating with what I'm doing. So, you know, we might have a very big festive holiday meal, but then I also make time to get outdoors and take nice long walks in the cool, crisp air. And that kind of helps it make more sense to me. And, you know, I try not to set too many rules around food. I like to indulge. And I think that that's okay. I think everything in moderation. But I am not exempt from the temptation. I mean, I got to say, even though I don't have a big sweet tooth, I'm still, when I'm like faced with a giant spread of items that like I may or may not want to eat either because it's not really nutritionally that healthy for me, or maybe the ingredient origin doesn't match with my my ethos. Mm-hmm. What I find really helpful in those situations is to remind myself of why I no longer want to eat those things. So, you know, does it make me just physically not feel very good afterwards?
I was doing really well. I don't know what happened. I really was. Yeah. I really was doing well. And I'm not a big sugar person either. Like you, I really like the savory almost better. And because I typically will drink wine. And so if I have a want for something sweet or dry, my wine is typically not super sweet, but it is a carbohydrate. So I feel like that mm-hmm. satiates me in some way. But I have been going for like all these sugary treats, and probably the best thing is to just not have them in the house in the first place, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're there and everyone else partaking, it's social and people connect over food and they want to do what everyone else is doing. Food is love, you know? Mm-hmm. So like my dad's cheesecake, for instance, that's a dessert that has found its way to our family table and celebrations for decades. And I don't eat it anymore because I don't eat dairy.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for me to turn down this act of love, this gesture that my dad, you know, spends hours making for his family. But it's 500 calories a serving of that cheesecake, and health aside, it's just not ethically something that I want to put in my body anymore.
Yeah.
So I try to step back and remind myself of the big picture. Like what is the real reason for me why this cheesecake doesn't make sense anymore? That really helps me get over that like emotional connection to the food.
Mm-hmm.
Or I try to make a plant-based version of it for myself and for my family who's not eating dairy as well.
Yeah.
And that helps fill the void. I can still like have that connection to the food that holds such a big place in my memory, but I can do it in a way that I feel good about. And I think that that's really important, is trying to look for those opportunities to still partake in the things that you love, but do it in a way that makes sense for where you're at today and your understanding and connection to food.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But okay, so what are some plant-based holiday main dishes that our listeners can make this season for their family? Any specific recipes from No Evil?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, in my mind, New Year's Eve, that's a big food holiday. I'm always going to potlucks. I'm either, you know, out socializing with friends, or I'm just staying up late and kind of snacking throughout the evening, waiting for the ball to drop, you know. And then New Year's Day, of course, for a lot of people, it's all about football. So let's think about finger foods, foods that are very social, that can be shared with friends. Those sorts of items make a lot of sense to me this time of year. So nachos. That's definitely one of my absolute all-time favorite party foods. Mm-hmm. We have a recipe for pulled pork nachos using our Pit Boss pulled pork barbecue.
Oh, nice.
All made from plants. But they're just killer. It's on our website. It's got corn and pickled red onions and the a queso sauce. It's really amazing.
Yum.
And then dips. Dips are great, easy to share, easy to set out on the table and let people pick at. We have a queso dip recipe, kind of nacho cheese inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Top that with our El Zapatista plant-based chorizo. It's really wonderful. Potato skins. I mean, there's no shortage of recipes out there that you mm-hmm. can either, you know, feed to a bunch of people in a party environment or veganize to make healthier. Finger foods. There's a recipe again with our chorizo for like these little pinwheels that are really wonderful for parties because like they're
pretty
too. You know,
I love pinwheels.
Set them out. Yeah, pinwheels. It's got olives, chorizo, roasted red peppers. So many party foods, all on our website.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was gonna have the, you know, I eat the stallion Italian. I call it the Italian stallion, just from, you know, my child. Or yeah. High school, I should say. That's what we called hot Italian guys was Italian stallions. So anyway, it's kind of hard to flip it around in my head. But anyway, so I was going to make it last night. I didn't get to it. So I'm going to, and Avi's over there laughing at me. Tonight, so I wanted to share with you what I'm going to do with my Italian stallion sausage tonight. I'm going to get some nice rolls. Like, I don't know what kind. I'll probably go to Whole Foods and look and see what they have. And then I'm going to fry onions and peppers with the Italian sausage and make like hoagies. And maybe
I love doing that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Add a little stone ground mustard or like marinara if that's your thing. But I just like it with a little bit of spicy mustard with peppers and onions and Italian sausage. So easy. so good, so comforting. You know, it's just, it hits all the notes for me.
Well, Dewan's over there shaking his head. Yes, I can see in his eyes he's thinking about all the food. Are we making you hungry, Dewan?
Yes, you guys are.
Okay. Well, you know, some people need a little convincing to eat their vegetables, Sandra. We all know that, and that includes me. But do you have any suggestions for spicing things up with vegetables?
Yeah, you know, it's really simple, but one of the things that I find myself falling back on is roasting. You know, it's a very simple technique. It doesn't require special equipment. You don't need to have a lot of, like, know-how. It's not intimidating. But just through the process of roasting vegetables, it really transforms a vegetable.
It does.
Gives it, like, a bunch of depth of flavor. It changes the texture. Broccoli and cauliflower. So I've got small children. I've got an almost 4-year-old and then an almost 1-year-old. And sometimes children, as well as adults, they need that encouragement to eat their vegetables, right? So
yeah.
I roast cauliflower and broccoli for them. Just toss it in a little bit of olive or avocado oil.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
On a sheet pan.
Yep.
Make sure it's not overlapping. You know, don't crowd it. And then just bake in the oven for, I usually do like 425 degrees for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, depending on how big the pieces are for you. Mm-hmm. But we call them white trees and we call them green trees for my kids. And that makes them fun to eat. And just taking the time to do that easy step of roasting transforms it until it's brown and crispy and kind of takes it from this like raw veggie that's strange and intimidating to a small person or even to big people sometimes.
Yeah.
It is something that's really, really magical. And then calling it trees helps. And if it works on a very, very discerning 3-year-old, I think it will work for almost everyone.
Well, yeah. What I do with mine is I put them in a bowl, like a mixing bowl, and I'll, you know, drizzle the oil, typically avocado oil is what I use because you don't want to use olive oil and heat it up because you ruin all the good stuff about olive oil when you do that. And I sprinkle salt and black pepper, and then I take a little sprinkle of sugar, and then I toss them in the pan and lay them out on the roasting or on the cookie sheet, like you were saying, the sheet. But the little bit of sugar adds just another dimension, not enough so where you bite into it and go, oh, this is sweet, but you bite into it with the salt and pepper and go, wow, this is really tasty. And it's not difficult, and it's cheap, you know? It's really cheap to do.
And you could do it with everything. I mean, zucchini, onions, squash, your butternut squash, your acorn squash, onions, if I didn't already say the cauliflower, broccoli. I mean, basically every Brussels sprouts is amazing. A lot of people have this, like, opinion of Brussels sprouts. They got boiled to death in their childhood.
Nope.
Give them a new life. Cut them in half. That little drizzle of balsamic vinegar, if you're doing Brussels sprouts, and that little hint of sugar, as you mentioned, with the salt and pepper for Brussels sprouts, just turns it into something that's so elevated and just a completely different vegetable. People think that they don't like it. Try roasting it. I bet you that they'll be fans.
Oh, yeah. And you can even, I do mine in an iron pan. But basically the same thing with the balsamic vinegar. And sometimes I'll put a little maple syrup in there too, but typically not with the maple because then it's too much sugar. People don't really understand really good quality balsamic vinegar has a high concentration of sugar in it. So
it does. Yeah, so, but pan roasting Brussels sprouts, like you mentioned, is great.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing for Christmas? What are you preparing for your family for Christmas? Do you know yet?
So actually, Bernadette, my family's Jewish, so we're probably going to be eating Chinese food and watching movies.
I heard that Jews are terrible cooks. Is that true?
Well, not in my experience. You know, we're also notorious for food pushing. So that like gluttony and overeating that we talked about a little bit earlier. Yeah, we're famous for that as well. My parents are always like, eat some more. It's all day, a huge eating affair. But seriously, December is a really busy month for my family. Both my kids that I mentioned, they have birthdays in December. And then, of course, we've got our Hanukkah celebrations.
Yeah.
So it's a really it's a festive time for us. So my kind of holidays are all about like traditions and like how they make you feel and that memory from when you were small. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a really snowy place. And so it's all about celebrating like the season for me. Mm-hmm. It's not like a specific holiday, but the winter season is really big in my mind. There's just a real like coziness and comfort in all of those winter memories. And I want to be able to recreate that for my kids, even if we live in the South in North Carolina now. So I think we're going to be doing a lot of things like taking walks outdoors in the winter and then like having a thermos of hot cocoa that we can share in the woods. Like, unexpected. The kids won't know that it's there, and just like have this magical woodsy moment that they remember and connect to nature and connect to the season. Of course, we'll do more traditional things like build gingerbread houses mm-hmm. and make sugar cookies.
What's the dreidel thing that you guys sing? The dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. My second husband was Jewish. I'm trying to remember what the song was.
You got it.
Yep, there's a song about a dreidel. It's a spinning top. It's got four different sides. It's a game that we'll play with our kids during Hanukkah, and it's kind of like got a gambling component, which is sort of fun.
Yeah.
So you can gamble for like real money or for candies or like roasted nuts. You know, every family does it a little bit different, but it's a way to just like shut off the TVs and come around all get down on the floor together and play a game and connect. And that's, you know, what the holidays are all about.
Yeah. Well, and I found a recipe of New York style baked cheesecake that I'm going to put in our newsletter for everyone to check it out. It's vegan, of course. It's from Dallas Veg World magazine. So New York style baked cheesecake, and happy Hanukkah to you, Sadra. Thank you so much for being a sponsor of the show and helping us put out good information. I'm so thankful for all of our sponsors.
It's always great to talk to you, Bernadette. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too. Everyone, we've got a great show continuing on. DeJuan Bennett is next. 5 reasons why people break up over the holidays. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. But let's talk about it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and DeJuan Bennett. He is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. DeJuan has 2 master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is the owner of DeJuan Bennett Counseling, a private mental health practice here in Dallas. DeJuan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. You can find him on his Instagram page or Facebook, DeJuan Bennett Counseling, his website, PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, DeJuan?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Well, our topic today is 5 reasons why people break up over the holidays. When they first, you know, told me about this topic, I was like, people break up over the holidays? What? I wasn't thinking like marriages, though. I'm thinking like, you know, relationships that are just, you know, not so serious, and maybe a guy would break up with you before Christmas because he doesn't want to spend the money on a gift or something like that. But I guess this is pretty prevalent, isn't it?
Yes. So research shows that about 20% of relationships end around the holiday time.
Wow.
Right? Which is a lot. That's a lot, right? 1 in 5. So 1 in 5 relationships are ending during the holiday season.
Wow. Well, so why? What's happening? Is it the heightened emotion of everything, or the extra stress?
Well, I mean, those are definitely components. I mean, there's numerous reasons why people break up during this time of year. But you got to think about it. For the holidays, this is a time for people to be intimate. It's one of the most intimate times of the year because you're looking forward to spending time with your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Mm-hmm. And also, it also can be a time of the year where a lot of your traumas and your past hurts and things are brought up. You're going around your family. And if those things within that family haven't been resolved or fixed, or if you're being triggered, then that can be a hard time too. And sometimes a relationship can seem like a burden during that time of the year. I mean, if you think about it, you have people that you're with, and for the most part, you're going about your day to day, but it's kind of fake mm-hmm. in a sense that, hey, you know, how are you doing today? Let's spend some time together. But when you're starting to get around your family and your friends and your loved ones, and you feel like, hey, I just don't want to be fake anymore. I deserve to be happy. So you start to look around and you figure out what's the thing that's keeping you from being happy.
Mm. The grass is greener on the other side, right? Or so you think?
Some people believe the grass is greener on the other side. I always tell people, well, when you flip the grass over, it's actually brown.
Yeah, till they go to mow it.
Right.
Okay, so you know, what are the 5 reasons that people break up? What's the first one here says the last straw?
So the last straw is when you have some individuals who maybe because of past incidents during the holidays, they've had conversations with their partners about, hey, the example, I had a client who her spouse used to drink a lot.
And oh, I heard about this.
Uh-huh. And for her, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No, I want you to tell the story.
Yours is a client story, and the other one was the Christmas tree story that I think you're thinking about.
Okay.
But I
want to
hear both.
Okay. and for my client, you know, she viewed it as, hey, you know, we're going to my family. My spouse always gets drunk, and I can't enjoy myself because I'm always worried about him. Well, she said to herself,
she's got a babysit.
Yeah, if he does it again, it's over. She was on her last straw. Well, what ended up happening is,
of course, the
day before, he got really drunk, and she spent the whole night in the emergency room with him because he drank too much.
Oh my gosh. She missed
that holiday time. And it was over.
So a lot
of times you have these buildups of, you know, of disappointments within a relationship.
Yeah.
And you start to get to a point within a holiday in which you feel like, hey, it's the last straw. If that person does something, I am going to end it.
Yeah.
And then there's another when we have the twist of the knife. Now, the twist of the knife means that you're trying to make these kind of grandiose statements at the end of a relationship, meaning that I'm going to use a time to where I show this person I'm serious and I don't want to be with them. Now, unfortunately, hurt people, right? We've talked about that.
Yeah.
So if some way you hurt me, when is the time where I can hurt you the most? I can embarrass you and break up with you during a holiday because at that point in time, we made holiday plans. Your family's looking for me to come over. We're looking to spend time together. And that's the perfect time to kind of just stuff that knife in your side and end the relationship.
Who would do that? That's so wrong.
I think people do it. And I think a lot of times when you've been hurt, sometimes you want to hurt someone back in a way that made you feel, in a way that you felt. And sometimes what you see in these situations is you decide to find a perfect opportunity, whether you're doing it in front of friends or family, or you're just doing it around a time of the year when they're looking forward to spending time with you and you break up with them.
Wow. Yeah, I'm reading here that this person that they used in this article that we pulled out of
Psychology Today.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Sally knew how important Christmas was to her husband, Joe. he was even born on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
He was always in the best of spirits during the weeks leading up and following Christmas. And then Sally was a witch and decided that she was going to, you know, put the kibosh on
it's
Joe.
Over, right? It's over because, again, now you've hurt me so long, I'm going to do something to hurt you. I'm going to ruin this holiday for you. For a while, some people are like that, but
that's
then
terrible.
You have some people that it's a symbolic ending, right? So that's another one of the five ways and ways in which people break up during the holiday. Because look, we're getting into a new year, and I'm tired of being unhappy, and I just want to end it. I want to start off my new year right.
Well, you know what? If somebody's evil enough to do that, mm-hmm.
like
wait I'm reading
until
here,
Christmas.
Yeah, it's she and so Sally chose Christmas Eve to end her relationship, sending Joe into a psychological tailspin. If somebody's mean enough to do that, count your lucky stars that they are divorcing you or leaving you or whatever. Because if you're that awful, you need some help before you get into another relationship.
You can think about it from another way too, though. Would you I always say, you know, don't let things linger. When you're done, you're done, right?
And so, yeah, but Christmas Eve, you could wait 12 hours or 24, right?
Well,
I guess not.
Do you want a person to wait 12 hours and then on the day of Christmas be unhappy?
And
fake it all day? So I don't know. I don't know if there's really a perfect timing, because the thing with it is when we experience something that's traumatic, that becomes generalized. So I can break up with you 2 weeks before Christmas, but I've ruined your Christmas for the next year.
Yeah.
Because I broke up with you during the holiday season.
So when's the best time to break up? Midsummer?
Spring?
You know what?
You can get lots of sunshine. You can get a tan.
And this is very unfortunate, but I do think the best time to break up with someone is when you actually feel like, hey, I'm done. Like, I've given everything that I can to this relationship. I don't feel like I'm getting what I need out of this relationship. And I'm going to spare the person the grief of kind of prolonging it and putting through all this test where I know I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to end it. Because so many times you see people break up, but the other person is still kind of lingering, keeping them around. They're still following them on Facebook. They're still going out to spend time with them. But, hey, we're not in a relationship anymore. What's the purpose of leading that person on?
Yeah.
When you're done, and you just walk away so they can start the next chapter in their lives.
A lot of people do that just in general. They hold on to one person till they find the new one because they're codependent and just weak in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to have somebody's hand to hold on to before they let go of the other one.
Yes.
You see that over and over again, right?
Yes. And I think that's the part of it that can make it so difficult is because there's mixed signals. Now another part of that you see when people are breaking up is you don't fit in with the family, right? Like we've spent these holidays together, and you seem to isolate yourself from the family. So every time, the first time we went over to my family's house, maybe you were a little shy, so you was a little antisocial because you didn't talk. I understood that. But now I'm starting to notice a pattern that makes me uncomfortable, that when we're around our family and friends, you're not talkative. Everybody's sitting around watching the games. You're off in the corner.
Everybody's wondering, why is he not talkative?
Everybody's wondering why, what's going on. And one of the things that partners hate to have to answer for their other adult partner, right?
Say that again.
You have to answer for your partner's behaviors.
Oh, yeah,
like, why is he doing this or why is she doing that? People find that very nerve-wracking because we're adults, right? We're around family. We should be able to enjoy ourselves.
Right.
So if you're constantly finding yourself, your holiday being ruined because that person just don't fit in. They just don't fit in with the family.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult, especially when you're close-knit to your family.
Yeah, and it's difficult. And, you know, I'm thinking of somebody I know who just really never enjoys the holidays, kind of scroogey, and just ruins it for everybody.
Yes, yes. There's always those people who make every moment about themselves. And that can be unfortunate because I think family time, holiday time is family time.
Absolutely.
So it should be about doing the things that makes everyone there happy. Now, if you're uncomfortable, that's okay. But you should talk about your discomfort with your partner and not just make them feel as if, hey, they have to appease you and they have to spend time away from their family taking care of you.
Yeah. The holidays are just like the best time of the year. People's hearts are lighter. They're more generous typically.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. But
for me anyway.
And so, but remember, so there's another step. Our fifth step is our why people break up during the holidays is sometimes it's paying off a debt. Like, you know, you were in a toxic relationship with someone and that person that you were with kind of caused you to be distant from your family. And all of a sudden your family passes away or they're no longer speaking with you. You get to a point where you're starting to realize and look at, hey, maybe this person was a narcissist and they kept me from my family. And now as a result of that, I feel isolated. I feel alone in this world. And I'm going to go ahead and pay that debt back to my family and tell them I'm sorry by leaving you, right? And I'm going to do it around the holiday season because at that point now I can return back to my family and say, hey, you guys were right. You know, this guy was crazy. I didn't believe it.
Well,
or this woman was crazy.
You're talking me right into it. I'm thinking this is probably a good thing to do if it's a circumstance like that,
See, a lot of times we don't realize the effects of toxic relationships, and so we start to look around us.
Yeah.
How are we communicating with our family? I always tell people when dating, a good indication of somebody's personality is look around at their family and their friends or their relationships.
Yeah.
How close are they to people? Do they manage conflicts well? You have a better idea. If they have a large circle of friends and family, they probably manage conflicts well.
Yeah.
But if not, they probably don't. Because a lot of times what happens is you can pay attention and get to know someone by looking at the people they surround themselves, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we've got
guilty by association.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got more coming up. 5 reasons why people break up over the holidays. You're not going to want to miss it with DeJuan Bennett, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is my least favorite Christmas song. I don't even know why. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you like this song? I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I
was singing it earlier.
I like Jingle Bells, too.
Yeah, I pulled my Rudolph that I've had forever out. His nose is gone. I glued it back on. But he still works, and I put it on, you know. Now I'm trying to remember how the song goes, but Charlie was in the cage, like, looking at the thing like this with his head tilting all these different ways. But it's so fun to have fun during the holidays, which is, you know, what you should have, right? Not be breaking up.
We should.
But I have to tell you, though, you got me with that last presentation.
Okay.
You know, I was starting to see your side. But we're going to continue talking about this. But before we do, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You know, and I have to say, you know, I had a couple of sick kids last week. And so I want to encourage everyone to keep their immune system strong. Two of my favorite products that are companies that are sponsors of the show, Sun Warrior makes this product called Silver Immune Shield. And it's got all the minerals that your body needs. And it's kind of like a natural antibiotic, if you will, right. You know, silver, colloidal silver. And then, of course, it's got natural fulvic complex plus gold, over 50 parts per million of ionic silver, which is really good for you. And then, of course, Enviromedica, Terra Flora. It is one of the best probiotics, if not the best probiotic on the market. I don't know if you heard the testimonial of Tina Burnett during mm-hmm. the break,
yes.
But the stuff really works. It keeps your immune system strong. And so I encourage you to get a bottle of it at Enviromedica.com. You know, my daughter, that's when she got sick. Mm-hmm. She finally started at 15. I finally got her to start swallowing pills.
Okay.
And so,
is she feeling better now?
Yeah, she's got better within, like, I think it was like 3 to 4 days, something okay. like that. Let the fever break and got lots of rest. Thank goodness it was over the holiday break, so she didn't miss any school. But it's so hard to keep yourself and your immune system strong, especially this time of year. I encourage you to get enough vitamin D3, and Thorne makes a really good one. You can get it in a glass bottle, a little dropper, a couple IUs a day at our dispensary on our website at oneliferadio.com/Thorne. I think with the discount, it's like $17 a bottle, which will last you for like 6 months.
Wow,
but
yeah.
And darker skinned people need their vitamin D,
yes,
more than even lighter skin, because you guys don't absorb the vitamin D through the sun as easily.
Yes.
So, and you got to mix it with the K2. So Thorne has a great product. And of course, Crazy Water, be sure you're well hydrated. And Crazy Water, again, is a really amazing water because it's got all the minerals in it that you need to keep your immune system strong. So check it all out. And of course, Veg World Magazine, I mentioned them earlier. We're going to put their New York style baked cheesecake in our newsletter. So sign up for our newsletter at oneliferadio.com. Okay, let's talk about this. 5 reasons people break up over the holidays. We talked about the last straw, the twist of the knife. Now the end of an era. What does that mean?
When you're looking at the end of an era, that goes into just being able to recognize that, hey, we're at a point in our lives where this is not working for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes when we're trying to. It's not working. But when I say it's not working for me, that means it's not working for us.
I
right?
know, I'm
right?
joking.
But a lot of times.
But so many people do that. You know, it's all about me. It's all about the me, you know, it's all about me.
You know how for a lot of people,
we're
always looking for like certain dates or certain like monumental moments to start something or end something.
Yeah.
I think the end of the era is when you're starting a new year and you're like, hold on, how do I want to go into the new year? Because it's part of our new year resolution. I'm pretty sure most people's new year's resolution involves some sense of happiness.
Yeah.
Right. I want to be happy. But a lot of times I always ask people, well, what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
So then they give you the list of things that makes them happy, traveling, you know, spending
right.
time with friends and family. And then I ask, okay, well, what gets in the way of your happiness? And a lot of times what you see is people starting to look at their relationships.
Yeah.
The relationships that they're in. So somebody that they choose to be with has caused them so much discomfort or unhappiness in their lives.
Yeah.
So at some point you say, look, going into the new year, I'm actually going to really choose to be happy, and I'm going to choose to end those relationships. Or sometimes it's that job.
Right.
Sometimes you're leaving that job because you choose you want to be happy. So a lot of times when you're ending the era in your relationship, you're saying, hey, this relationship's not working. And that doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right.
That just means maybe it doesn't work for us.
Well, and I have to say, you know, I've had that happen to me, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it at the time, but having that personal freedom to be, I'd lost myself. Completely lost who I was in my first marriage. It was terrible. But I was raised, you know, Italian, Irish, Catholic. There's no way I was going to file
nope.
for a divorce.
You stay.
You know, but sometimes don't miss the fact that other person might just be doing you the biggest favor they've ever done for you, is to set you free.
It's to set you free. But you have to think about it sometimes, too. Why are we staying in situations where we're uncomfortable? Now, again, I mean,
all relationships are hard, though. They're all a pain in the you know what, really.
They all are. But it's all about, are you working through the issues? Now, again, we've talked, and my colleague Vaughn has talked a lot of times, where 68% of issues in relationships are perpetual, which means we're going to deal with the same stuff over and over again. But those things that we realize are burdens to our relationships, mm-hmm. are we dealing with them? And if we're rolling into a new year and we're saying, okay, so we're going to start to repeat these same behavioral patterns again, can I deal with this again? It's funny because Match.com published a research journal a couple years ago, and it said that most times where people are searching on dating websites is on Christmas Day.
What?
On Christmas Day. That's one of the busiest times of year where most people are searching for dates. Think about it.
Yeah, because you're sitting on your couch at your parents', you know, just freshly dumped or dumped someone else.
I just don't even believe in any of those dating sites. I know a lot of people meet on them, but I don't know. I'm a hopeless romantic. I could never do that.
What if you're not even freshly dumped? What if your partner is sitting next to you?
That
and
is
you're starting,
also true.
Right? What? Remember, we live in a world where we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. So you're looking at your siblings and you're looking at their relationships with their partners. They're laughing, they're joking, they're having fun. And your partner's over there having their mean face on, you know.
All grumpy because they have to be there.
Right?
And then maybe because you're not focusing on the love. You're focusing on, sniffing around.
So you go over there and you activate your profile on a dating website. But a lot of times because in those holiday moments, listen, people do not want to feel like they're alone. They don't want to feel lonely.
Oh, I know.
And even if you're in a relationship, you don't want to feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? Being alone is so awesome sometimes. Like, seriously. You got to stretch your wings and fly
breathe
around.
A little bit.
Make a decision for yourself.
Yeah. But I don't want to run out of time before we get to the fifth reason. Mm-hmm. So the fifth reason people break up over the holidays is this thing of ours. What is that?
Okay. So when we're thinking about our family and we're saying that, hey, you've done something to hurt me, right? You've done something that, and we talked about it previously, where I feel as if maybe I need a time away from you because you pulled me from my family. And so now I need to remove myself from this relationship in which I feel like you're keeping me from being around the people I love, or you're keeping me from being the best version of myself. Mm. Now, how many times do we see when we're with somebody and that person is constantly pulling us from things that make us happy? We're only doing the things that make them happy. Mm. We're spending all the holidays with their family. Yeah. We're spending all time with their
friends. Gosh, that sounds familiar. And the point is?
The point is, if you're doing all these things that make me unhappy, I'm going to leave you and I'm going to go back to my family and I'm going to go back to my friends and I'm going to say, hey, guys, I'm sorry that I pulled away from you. That was not me. I was possessed.
I was dumb as a stick.
I was dumb as a stick. I was possessed. So, you know, understanding those things are important, that, look, you deserve to be happy in this world and don't allow a relationship to keep you from being happy.
I love doing the show with you, DeJuan Bennett. Thank you so much. You can find DeJuan at Preston Place Counseling or on Instagram or Facebook at DeJuan Bennett Counseling. Everyone, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. I had a great time today doing the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.